Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Ava Jules. If you're new here, hello, welcome to the place where I share all the thoughts on my mind. I hate to be the person to point it out because I always get pissed off when people point it out. I'm like, why did you point it out? Now I'm going to pay attention to it. But like, I'm going to be that person right now. If my voice sounds a little different, that's because it does. I just didn't want to leave you guys hanging. But I am not feeling too well. I just still felt like, I mean, I actually haven't spoken a single word today because I knew I wanted to record an episode and still hang out today with you. So I was saving my voice to do this. I actually kind of, unpopular opinion, I kind of like the way my voice sounds when I'm under the weather because I feel like it sounds a little bit more mysterious. I don't know. Hopefully it's not irritating. But anyway, that's besides the point. I hope you're having a great Wednesday if you're listening to this the day I upload, or a great week. We are like almost done with October, midway through October, which is crazy. Halloween's coming up. I wasn't really in the fall mood up until this weekend. Micah had a whole weekend planned of like fall festivities. He was like, if we live here and we don't actively try to seek out getting in the spirit for Halloween, for fall, we're just not going to feel it because, I mean, the weather still feels very much so, like nothing has changed. Nothing really ever changes weather-wise that much here. But we went to the pumpkin patch, which was so fun. They had a little like pumpkin festival going on. They had carnival rides, a little sunflower field, and we picked out some pumpkins, did that, which really set the mood. It was super cute. And then on Sunday, we carved pumpkins, we painted them, which was really fun. It was like a cute little activity. We were just watching like Sunday football, which I will say I have become a full-fledged NFL girly, like football girlfriend. I miss when there's not football on TV. Like I look forward to Sunday. I look forward to Thursday football. Like I love football season. I do. And it's especially fun now that I know the players a lot better. And like, I feel like I know what's going on a lot more just because if I ever have a question, I can ask Micah, and obviously he knows a lot. So I don't know. I've been really liking football. We also turned on Twitches, which I haven't watched Twitches, which is a really old Disney movie. If that is past your Disney era of like childhood, you missed out because watching it as an adult is not quite the same because I'm like, oh my gosh, this was definitely filmed on a green screen. And you know, I didn't really notice those things when I was little, but it was still really nostalgic. So we did that. We watched that, which was really, really fun. On Disney Plus, if you go, like, if you just go on your Disney Plus on your TV, they have a whole section for all Halloween things. So they have a section for Disney Halloween movies that you can watch. They also have a whole playlist of Disney like episodes that were Halloween based. So Sweet Life of Zack and Cody Halloween episodes, or Wizards of Waverly Place like themed episodes for the season, which has been really fun. So I really like that feature. That was actually really cool. And I appreciate that they did that because it made it super easy. But yeah, so that's what my weekend looked like. Made me very much so in the fall mood, which was so, so fun. And then Monday, I woke up with a cold. So that's what we're dealing with now. But I've just been drinking a lot of water and like peeing every 30 minutes, which like I'm trying to just drown out this sickness. And hopefully it's working. I mean, it's Tuesday now that I'm recording this and I feel a lot better. So hopefully it's working. I'm taking health shots, just doing all the things, taking vitamin C, you know, the whole nine yards. So stay safe out there. I feel like sickness is, you know, it's just that time of year. So be well, take care of yourself. I hope you're feeling good. For today's episode, I had this idea because I recently was writing something in my notes app and I was just scrolling through all of the hundreds of entries I've made over the years. I think my first, let's see when my first notes entry was on this phone. Well, I guess it transferred over because of iCloud. My first, oh my gosh, that's crazy. My first notes entry that I have on here is from November 18th, 2015. So I have like 8-9 years worth of notes on this thing, which is so scary. And I thought it'd be fun for a podcast episode to read my old embarrassing notes app, kind of like a notes app tour, but I'm just going to be scrolling through my old archives and reading them. My notes app has always been a very sacred place to me because I feel like I can just put anything to a certain extent because, you know, I always get a little scared about putting anything on a device. Like a journal, someone could read it, but I feel like a journal feels a little bit more safe because at least I know there's not copies of it or like hacking going on. Anyway, I will say I do have quite an interesting journey going on through my notes app. So I'm going to read some of them to you today. Obviously, you know, there's some that need to just stay where they are. And whatever ones are locked for whatever reason, you know, I locked them for a reason. I'm not going to go opening that even for my own sake because, you know, anytime I put a lock on a note, it's probably locked for a reason. So I don't even think I have the courage to open those up myself, let alone share those on the internet. However, I already know there's some good juicy ones to dish out to you, I guess, today. So I'm going to be reading some of my old notes app entries. We might get a little deep, like deep according to my teenage self when I would write down a quote that I thought was just so revolutionary. Might get a little cringy. I don't know, but I just thought this would be a fun episode to do. So let's take a little deep dive into my notes app. Okay, first up, we have a entry from February 10th, 2017. All it says is, Niños de Papa. I wrote this at 9:16 a.m. And I'm pretty sure that means, like, the translation to Spanish or Spanish to English, I'm pretty sure that means, like, daddy's children. I don't know why I wrote that. Okay. My next one, also early 2017, I wrote, only dead fish go with the flow. Woo! How revolutionary. Like, okay. Let's unpack that here. That is true to an extent, like, if you mean it quite literally. But I think I was trying to be inspirational, maybe, and I probably thought that was super witty. But like, sometimes I just go with the flow now. It's a little snappy, Ava. Okay, this is also from 2017. I have this whole, oh my gosh, this is so scary. I have this whole list of different quotes that apparently spoke to me. The first one says, you're alive, but are you living? Ooh, revolutionary. The next one says, we fit together like pieces in a puzzle. You'll forget what was said and done, but what you won't forget is the feeling it once gave you. Ew, this one is me. Ew, I can't believe I'm about to say this out loud. Show me your soul and let me into your world. Oh, God. Ew, this one's worse. I don't want to fall asleep right now because reality is better than my dreams. Oh, gosh. Oh, how cute. This one speaks to me. Your worst enemy is your own mind, which, yeah. True. Okay, the last one I'll read from this little entry. I said, you'll forget what was said and done, but what you won't forget is the feeling it once gave you. I was 16. What was I talking about? I was literally a child. Okay. All right, we have another little Spanish entry, just this one-liner. I wrote, no tengo ningún sentimiento por ti, which means I don't have something sentiment for you. I need to look this up. Let's put it into Google, shall we? Because Google Translate is never wrong. Oh, shit. Okay. Apparently it means I don't have any feelings for you. I don't know why I like wrote that in Spanish though. That's what's confusing me. I'm like, why am I writing these one-liners in Spanish? Was I in Spanish class? Like, I don't really know what was going on there. Okay. It's cool. Oh, this is gonna make me cry. Oh, I loved this era of YouTube. So I have a notes entry. Back to school video ideas 2017. And if you know, you know, if you were on YouTube back in the day, like during this time period, back to school videos were the shit. And I looked forward to that so much. One, because those videos were so fun to make. And two, those videos used to pop off. Like no one makes back to school videos anymore. I don't think it's quite a thing. Maybe it is. I'm just not like looking for them. And I'm not at that age anymore, but I used to love doing these videos. So my ideas for that whole theme were back to school supplies haul, which I did every single year because nothing's so exciting as showing people what pens and pencils and what color binder you got for the new school year. Nothing quite like it. natural drugstore makeup tutorial for school, high school advice and Q&A, because at 2017, a sophomore in high school, or I had just finished freshman year, I think, I was ready to give high school advice for sure. Back to school clothing haul. Oh, those were my favorite. There was nothing like going back to school shopping and then doing a clothing haul, like back to school clothing haul. I mean, half the clothes were like dress coded anyway, because you weren't supposed to wear crop tops and short shorts. But what would I wear? Crop tops and short shorts. Nothing crazy. I only ever got caught for dress code once in middle school because I was wearing like short denim shorts. My butt cheeks weren't hanging out by any means, but I always feel like because I had long legs, it just made shorts look shorter. And so for that reason, I refused to ever have to wear like the ugly dress code shorts that the school would provide or like make you wear if you were out of dress code. And so I would always keep a pair of jeans in my locker. So I think I just put jeans on, and they were definitely skinny jeans because I used to wear skinny jeans, and that thought haunts me. Back to school outfit ideas. Fun. What's in my backpack? Ooh, I loved a what's in my backpack. YouTube isn't like that anymore, which makes me sad. I'm like, do I bring back OG style YouTube videos? Like, do people want that? Do people want to see what's in my purse? I don't know. I don't know if that's quite a thing anymore, but it used to be, and I'm so nostalgic for that time. I used to love doing the what's in my backpack, especially when I would do it like midway through the school year, when I would have a bunch of just shit in there. I would put outrageous things in my backpack, and then just like, I don't know, I think one of the videos that I did, it's probably still up on my channel. I think the thumbnail is like me holding up a bra, because I always had a backup bra, like, I don't know. And then my other idea was a get ready with me for the first day of school, junior year. Ah, good old times, good times. Okay, this next entry, I'm pretty sure this is also from 2017. I'll tell you when we switch to a new year, so I don't have to keep repeating that. But I think this was ideas for like makeup challenges that I wanted to do, because that was also the season of YouTube where you would just do outrageous things. So I had contouring with a knife, Kylie Jenner lip challenge, boob contouring, using an egg as a beauty blender sponge, using false lash holders and cutting them out to make a cut crease, and nose contouring with a fork. I wonder if I ever did that. I don't remember. Okay, I don't know if I wrote this or if I like copy and pasted it for someone else, because this doesn't really sound like my own verbiage that I would really use or how I would write. It's a little quote or like a little paragraph. I put down, again, I don't know if this was me. Everything happens for a reason, whether it be good or bad. Hardships are a part of life, but if you live with the fear of failing, you'll never actually live your life. You can't always run away from the problem or just push it away. Sometimes you got to be like, well, wherever things go, I know it. I gave it 100% my all, and that's all I can do about it. And then you thank the Lord for another day and not doubt that he's a plan for you. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, this one is from volleyball season. If you didn't know, I feel like, I mean, I don't really talk about it because it's just not a part of my life anymore, but I used to be a volleyball player. I played throughout high school. I played club volleyball. I really loved it. It was so fun. I was all right. I never like went to college for it because I didn't go to college in general, period. But I have this little blurb that I wrote because we had like three different teams for my high school team. There was the white team, the JV team, and then the varsity. And I remember varsity would play last. And so the varsity girls would help judge the line, like do line judging or do, what's it called? Oh my gosh, the score sheet. And on this day, apparently I was doing the announcements because I think it was like a special game. So I put down what I had to say on the microphone to the people in the stands. So it says, welcome to the OIA West White Varsity Volleyball Game, Mililani Trojans versus Lelehua Mules. Let's get into the starting lineup for the Mules. And then I had all the numbers and stuff. It's so weird. I have a very vivid memory of being so nervous to talk on the microphone to like all the stands of people. And I vividly remember writing this note because I didn't want to freak out and then glitch and not know what to say. So I wrote it down in my notes app. Crazy. Clearly, I never delete things because there was no reason for me to keep that, but that's really cute. On another day, I put distracted driving, like loud music and using a cell phone, is one of the leading causes in car crashes and accidents. And that's all I said about that. Cool. All right, moving on. I think I was going through something this day. I don't know why I put this in my notes, but, you know, sometimes you just gotta let it out, I guess. I said, I'm a solid 6-7 on a good day. And that's that. I didn't put any other context, so cool. I then put on another day a few weeks later, when you get through this, you'll be stronger. You know, I think in the early stages of my notes app, I was going through a lot of self-discovery, clearly. And I also think that was a period of my life where I was still trying to figure myself out. You know, you're in high school, you're a confused teenager growing up, feeling like you have freedom, but also feeling like you don't, not knowing who you are. So maybe I'm kind of thinking that's what all of these notes are about. It's kind of funny having no context, though, because at the time I'm like writing it down and I know what it's about. And then rereading it all these years later, I have no memory of what's going on. Clearly, it wasn't anything big enough that I would remember, but it's just interesting having no context. I'm like, okay, feed me more. Like, let's give future me some content to work with here, not these one-liners. All right, now we're in 2018 for reference. I said, I need an adventure buddy. LOL, must be. And then I had this list. Down to take pictures. Open to new things and adventures. Down for crazy car rides. Whoa! Okay, calm down there. Oh my gosh. I'm so cringe. Gosh. Oof. I'm honestly scrolling through this and getting like the creeps because I used to put so much in here. I think I need to, you know what? That might be good for me. I think I need to delete some of these because I would write down like all of my boy problems at the time, which just felt all consuming. It's actually kind of funny to look back at them now and like briskly read through them. And I'm just like, Ava, one, you have no idea what's coming for you. Ugh, like everything will be okay one day, I promise. But two, it's also like, you didn't really set high standards for yourself now, did you? Oh my gosh. I would do this thing where I would copy and paste someone's like messages to me. Holy shit. Hello? What the heck? Hi. Whoa, that was crazy. Whoa, that's actually crazy. You have no idea how crazy that is. Why? I was literally just talking about how I'm like doing an episode where I reread like old notes app entries. And I was just talking about how I'm like skipping through so many that are about like dumb boy things like in 2017 or 2018. And I literally, as soon as I heard the door open, I said, Ava, you have no idea how good things are going to get for you one day. And I'm like thinking about you as I said that. And then you walk in this door. Micah's here, by the way. I'm not just talking to myself. Holy shit. Okay, hold on. I'm taking a pause. That's crazy. Okay, I'm back. There was a little intermission there. Because usually Micah calls me before he gets home from work, so I know when he's going to get back. And then I just hear, like, the locks turning, and then suddenly his little face appears. So that was a nice little surprise. He's making dinner now. So I'm going to finish up this episode. Even though we're only at 2018, now I'm really going to search for some of the either really cringe ones or, you know, maybe something that's, like, revolutionary in here. Interesting. I wrote, do you sleep on your left or right? Which, you know, it's probably a super important question to ask. I don't know why I wrote that down. Oh my gosh. Ooh. I don't know what this is from, but it seems like I'm answering some sort of questionnaire in this next note entry. Because I have a bunch of questions and then I have the answer under them. So the first question, what clothing style do you like your crush in? And I said laid back. What accessories do you like on your crush? Backwards hats, which not much has changed from 2018 to now. What zodiac sign do you look for in a potential significant other? I said Scorpio. Ooh, if only I'd done my research a little bit more, because first of all, I'm a Scorpio and I know what comes with that. And I, you know, I really keep that side of me at bay. I'm not huge on astrology or looking in, like, you know, identifying a lot with my own astrological sign and like reading too much into it for my own taste, or like researching if my friends have compatible ones with me or like romantic, whatever. Not so much, because I never would have put Scorpio down because I know what a Scorpio female is like. I don't know why I put that for a potential significant other, having that sign as well. I think that would end in chaos. Sometimes for fun, I'll look into it, do a little light research here and there. I think Micah's an Aquarius, right? Yeah, because his birthday is January 22nd. I know that our signs are pretty compatible, even though I just went on this whole rant about how I don't really look to that for validation, but, you know, it's fun. Anyway, the next question was, what eye color do you like in a love interest? Which I don't know why that would matter, but I said brown. What personality trait is most important for a significant other to have? I said humorous. Oh gosh. You're impressed when your crush takes you out to eat this kind of food. I said bread. And then the last question was, you think it's attractive when someone is, and I said jokester slash prankster. Interesting. I feel like a lot of these still hold true to this day, which is cool. And then under this crush survey, this next one is titled Daily Routine. What's for breakfast? I said cereal. What's your daily makeup look? I said lip gloss. What's your go-to hairstyle? This is so 2018 of me. I said ponytail with scrunchie, which if you watch my YouTube channel back in the day, you know damn well that that is all I wore, was either a scrunchie in my hair or on my wrist. This next one says, what are you most likely to be reading? My answer was, I don't read, which is crazy. If it's a work day, what type of video are you most likely to film? I said vlogs. What's one product that's always in your night routine? I said Mario Badescu drying lotion that I'm pretty sure was a bit of a hoax because I think I just liked to put it on my face because it was like cute little pink like dots you would put on your face to heal acne. I don't know how well it actually worked, but it was of the times. And then what's a pre-sleep ritual you can't live without? And I said praying. Very interesting. This little survey. I don't know why I put that in there. My next entry says, so apparently if you made a circle with both your hands, your doggy will put its nose through it. So can you try and let me know? Because I'm curious if that's true. I don't know why I put that down in there instead of sending it to whoever I intended to. This one says, Devin and Ava bucket list before graduating. That was one of my best friends back in high school. And I literally remember making this list with her, which is so crazy. All right, here's our bucket list. And also, just for reference, our friendship was very, like, sarcastic. So some of these things that I'm looking at right now, it's a joke. So please don't take it as me being serious. We just kind of had, like, very, you know, that was, like, our friendship. We're always joking. You'll see what I mean when I get to that one. Go to a hike slash beach on each side of the island. Fun. Try new food places. Walk across the Kamehameha overpass. I don't know why that was on our bucket list. Steal a small dog. That is totally what I was serious about, obviously. Please don't take me seriously. Go mini golfing, go roller skating, go ice skating. Never checked off any of these. Maybe because I forgot it existed, but that is so cute to read now. This one says, I better be, exclamation point, I ain't doing this for my health. I don't know what that means. Again, context would have been so nice because I feel like that's like a petty thing that I probably said to someone. What was I saying? I want to know. I want to have the juice, have the drama. Jeez. And the last one that I'll share for now, because my voice is getting tired and I'm thinking, if you like this podcast episode idea, then maybe I'll do a part two because I'm still only in 2018, but I'll end with a bang. On September 27th of 2018 at 7:13 a.m., she's an early riser, that probably was on a school morning, I said to myself clearly, girl, you've been treated like shit before. Do not go down that road again or else. And that's that. So those were some of the Notes app entries from like 2017 and 2018. It was interesting to say the least. The ones that like I skipped over, you know, for personal reasons, reading them, it's like a literal time capsule, which is so crazy. And, you know, while I would have loved some more context with some things, it's kind of interesting to see where I was at and like what I was feeling and what I was apparently going through. It's all just, I don't know, hindsight is so interesting because all that stuff feels so small, but at the time it just felt like earth shattering and stuff. But I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I know it's a little bit on the shorter side, but I just wanted to hang out regardless of whether the episode was long or short. But I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I will talk to you all next week. That was Everything on My Mind.
Step
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.